It's the Wake Up Call. Thanks to Aviva Communities Bendigo for over 55's retirement lifestyle living. Let's catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman, who joins us now. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. So the old COVID-19 restrictions easing, so it's back to the old on again.
It's a bit like that, but thankfully we're in a on again in terms of eased restrictions and things can open up. It was really pleasing to see a great response from the hospitality sector, accommodation, gyms, etc., who were delighted by the announcement earlier in the week to open up. As far as city services are concerned, our customer service centres at Bendigo and Heathcote are now open again, the Visitor Information Centre, Bendigo Art Gallery, which has got a new exhibition starting on the weekend, the Brett Whiteley Drawing Is Everything exhibition, opens on Saturday, so very timely that's now open for business as well. The Capitol and Alumbra, there's restrictions on the number of people we can have at any performance, so check at our box office for any ticket holders to make sure that there's sufficient space for those. Pools are back open again, so Guru Wanyara, Peter Crins Leisure Centre out at Eagle Hawk and the Bendigo East Swimming Pool are open, but subject to some density limits. And of course, we've all got to continue to wear masks and scan in and so on. So we keep doing the right thing. Hopefully we can stay in this environment and those restrictions will be eased a little bit further in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, indeed. It was sort of some good news and bad news. The good news is we got a bit of funding towards some infrastructure things at the airport, but not the $4 million we've been hanging out for.
Yeah, it's still hanging out for the $4.5 million that we've applied for the significant upgrade. But the $300,000 that was announced just today by the federal government is an application we submitted to an airports fund. It's for to be able to construct a concrete helipad so that the emergency services in particular, who use a lot of helicopters, can land safely at the airport and to provide a concrete fuel truck parking area to make sure they can come and go as much as they absolutely need to. So it's a really good announcement. We'll get that work done really quickly, but still waiting on that other announcement of $4.5 million, and we've got everything crossed, Robbo.
Yeah, indeed.
See if we can get that landed in the next few weeks, hopefully. There was obviously the change of leadership in the National Party meant that there was probably some delays in the announcements of those programs, but we look forward to receiving some positive information soon.
Yeah, indeed. Now, immunisation services going digital. Tell us what this involves.
It's sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How could have a digital immunisation? So the city provides immunisation services, particularly to infants, so that there's a stages process of when infants receive immunisations, as well as we provide broader flu vaccinations to eligible people, particularly older people in our community. So we have a setup at the Strathdale Hall where people can book and come and have an immunisation. However, we want people now to download the app. It's called a Vax app. It has all the information on it, and then that'll help people book in for a session and plan their session so that we know who's coming and when, and just be a much more streamlined process. And I think COVID's probably one thing that's changed the way we're using our apps, QR codes, all those sorts of things to make sure we're more efficient in bookings and understanding workloads and how to manage that. So download the Vax app if you're looking at some immunisation through our council services.
Okay. Now, yesterday afternoon at one stage it was raining cats and dogs, but the domestic animal management plan, talking of cats and dogs and other household pets, survey closing fairly soon.
We've had a really, really good response so far to this, Robbo, and a lot of people have got dogs and cats and other pets. So we prepare a plan of how we will manage that across Greater Bendigo, and this process is to ask the community how we should be doing that, how we should be controlling, looking after, managing the way our community looks after our dogs, cats and other animals. So that survey closes in fact over the weekend, 31st of July, so anyone that hasn't contributed to that, we've had well over 1,000 responses, which has been fantastic. Lots of information and lots of different responses, of course. But, really looking forward to more people contributing to that. We'll then put a domestic animal management plan together and get it out there for the community to look at.
Okay. And just finally, mate, the change on the horizon for Bendigo City Centre, literally.
Yeah, so we've got a crane in the sky, obviously, at the Law Court site, which is on the corner of Hargroves and Mundy Street. That's a government build project. And then at the GovHub site, won't be long before there's a crane there as well starting to build the GovHub. So there will be some disruption around those areas in terms of parking availability. There'll be truck movements in and out of those sites. There'll be trades and other people coming and going. So a heads up for community, for pedestrians, for people that are visiting that part of the town to just be aware of some change in traffic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and manage that as best we can and make sure it's not disruptive to many people at all.
All right. Craig, as always, great to chat. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Beauty, Robbo. Thanks very much.
Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo.